The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has arisen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Have you ever gone on a trip, maybe to a foreign country or a new city, and you're looking for that souvenir, right? The thing that's gonna like encapsulate your time, that thing that's gonna sit on your mantle the rest of your life, and when somebody walks in your house, you have stories to tell, right? You know that thing? I always look for those things when I'm traveling. And I remember when I was a student in Germany, I was a 20-year-old studying in the Black Forest and traveling a lot. It was fantastic. The thing that I thought would encapsulate my semester abroad in Germany was going to be a German authentic Bierstein, right? Because I was drinking a lot of beer in German pubs and things like that. And so I wanted an authentic German Bierstein, handcrafted with love in Germany, Deutschland, right? I wanted that. And so I traveled around the country, and everywhere I went, I tried to find my authentic Bierstein. And finally, in one of the cities that I loved most, called Tübingen, which was near where I was studying, I found a store that sold beautiful Biersteins. And so I went in, I picked one out that was ornate, but it had kind of a sense of humor. It was beautifully painted, and I thought, oh, this is going to be the thing that I bring home. I'll put on my mantel place. I'll tell stories about it. People will know. And I got it, and I'm shaking with delight, and as I'm taking it to the counter, I just so happen to turn it over, and it says, "Made in..." Yes, made in China. And my heart broke. How many of us have had that experience of looking for something authentic and then turning it over and realizing its inauthenticity, right? You do that enough times and you begin to get cynical about the world, I think. And that's actually exactly where we find our disciples today, in this sort of turning the story over and feeling nothing but cynicism and inauthenticity. In fact, in our gospel, our translation is a little boring. When the women, Mary Magdalene, Mary mother of James, and Joanna return from the tomb, they tell this story to the disciples, and you get the sense that for a second, the disciples take it off the shelf, they marvel, and then it kind of sours, and it says they didn't believe them. They thought it was an idle tale. And that's sort of a boring translation. Literally, the Greek says they thought it was a chintzy trinket. They thought it was inauthentic. They thought it was nonsense. And I have to say, I can't really blame the disciples for this. I mean, we live in a world where, you know, things are made abroad, they're mass-produced, you don't really know what to trust, that kind of thing. We understand that world, but we also understand, I think, something of the world of the disciples. Remember, if you were here on Good Friday, we heard this little piece about Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And you remember that story? The disciples can't stay awake. And in Luke's gospel, it actually says that they were sleeping for grief. I love that detail. It's only found in Luke. They were sleeping for grief. You almost get the sense that the last couple of days has been so mammoth on their shoulders that they just can't keep their eyes open. They were sleeping for grief. I love that because that for me has been the last 2 years of the pandemic. Sleeping for grief. Not being able to keep my eyes open. I remember in the early days of the pandemic, I was sleeping in till very, very late in the day. And if you know anything from psychologists or mental health professionals, they're saying this is true of many of us in the last 2 years, right? Anxiety, depression, use of alcohol and hard drugs has skyrocketed in these last 2 years. We know something about this despair that I think the disciples know. But I think even a step further than that, right? What it is to be people who constantly are turning over the thing that we most desire. We most desire hope and new life. And turning this thing over and seeing its inauthenticity over and over again. I thought it was a beautiful thing when our former president said, right at the beginning of the pandemic, we're going to see the churches full at Easter time. Easter 2020, they're going to be full again. And Easter came and went, and the church was still empty. We were still online. And Gina and I looked at each other. We said, Pentecost, it's going to be Pentecost. Just 6 or 7 weeks later, that's fine. And then we turned it over again. And then it was, well, maybe Christmas. And then we turned it over again, and then it was, oh, Easter this year. And then we turned it over again, and it was, it's not going to be Pentecost. We know what it is to live as people who encounter inauthentic hope. And I don't doubt the people who said we're going to open up by Easter 2020 or any of those periods, but we know what it is. I mean, I had 75-year-olds literally skipping through the hallway here at Shepherd of the Valley the day that they received their first vaccination. I remember this so well. I was sitting in my office, and people just glided in like, it's over. The pandemic is over. The vaccine is here. We're saved. And then we turn it over. Another variant comes. More death, another spike. We know what it is to be people who live with despair and sadness, who live with dashed hopes and dreams. So what the disciples say here about this chintzy kind of trinket of a story, I get it. And I think, though, that our way out of that is what happens to Peter. Now, Peter, you got to remember, has betrayed Jesus by denying him 3 times. Peter is named rock. That's what Peter means, rock. And ultimately, in the Gospels, Peter is dumb as a rock over and over again. But Peter, of all people, he hears this story. He turns it over. I think he's with the other 10 disciples. He calls it an idle tale, a trinket. And then something kind of nags at him, and so he goes running to the tomb. And here again, our Greek is much more fun than the translation we have this morning. When Peter reaches the tomb, we hear he rises up, he goes to the tomb, he sees that it's empty, and he returns home. But that's pretty weak Greek. Actually, in Greek, it's he returns to himself. He becomes himself again. And the word there for becoming himself is autos, which is where we get our root for the word authentic. He becomes his authentic self. And then it says he was filled with amazement and joy. And that, to me, is the gift of this Easter. Returning to ourselves after heartbreak. returning to the most authentic thing that we have in ourselves, which is a sense of wonderment and amazement and true hope. I think after 2 years of pandemic despair, I don't know about you, has anybody here been living their best life in the last 2 years? You have, Jackson? Jackson. Jackson Connors ruins my moment in the sermon. Just kidding, bud. I'm glad. I don't know. This has been a pretty rough couple of years. So maybe the gift of this morning, maybe the gift of this morning is a return to our authentic selves, a return to the selves who God made, which is people who are filled with wonder. Notice, we don't actually see Jesus today. We just see a couple of angels in sparkling clothes, some disciples, some women. We don't even see him, but we see the empty tomb. And with the disciples, with the women, with Peter, may we be returned to ourselves, to our senses of wonder and curiosity and joy. Let's leave cynicism behind. Let's leave despair behind and come home. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's try that again. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Amen.